And taking a look at sports now this morning here on KJAN. Starting off with Major League Baseball action from last night, a game you heard here on KJAN. Randall Grichuk hit a three-run homer to cap a six-run fifth inning, and Lance Lynn pitched the St. Louis Cardinals past the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0 on Friday night. Lynn stranded nine runners in six innings as the NL Central leaders became the first Major League team to reach 70 wins this season. He allowed six hits and four walks while throwing 109 pitches. It was the second consecutive shutout and 12th this season for the Cardinals, who beat Cincinnati 3-0 Thursday behind All-Star Michael Wacha. Brewers rookie Tyler Cravey replaced veteran Kyle Loesch in the rotation and had little trouble with St. Louis until unraveling in the fifth. The Cardinals had three doubles, a walk, and a single in the inning before Grichuk hit his 14th homer. Also in Major League Baseball, Edison Volquez pitched seven strong innings, and Lorenzo Cain doubled home the go-ahead run in the sixth to help the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 on Friday night. Volquez limited the White Sox to one run and four hits and has allowed three or less runs in seven straight starts, lowering his ERA to 3.11. Left-hander John Danks, who has a 9-2 career record against the Royals, gave up three runs on five hits and three walks in six innings. Cain, who tripled in the first inning but was stranded, doubled into the left field corner to score Ben Zobrist for the initial run in the sixth. Eric Hosmer drove home Cain with a single, giving him 10 RBIs in the past 11 games. And other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday in interleague play, it was the Mets beating Tampa Bay 4-3. In the American League, Toronto topped the Yankees 2-1 in 10 innings. Boston 7-2 over Detroit. Minnesota beat Cleveland 10-9. It was Kansas City over the White Sox 3-2. The Angels beat Baltimore 8-4. Oakland 3-1 over Houston, and Seattle 4-3 over Texas. In the National League, it was the Cubs topping San Francisco 7-3. Colorado beat Washington 5-4. Pittsburgh bested the Dodgers 5-4 in 10 innings of play. Atlanta 6-3 over Miami. And also Arizona shut out Cincinnati 2-0. Philadelphia was a 4-3 winner over San Diego in 12 innings of play. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Iowa beating Omaha 4-0. Today's game sees Omaha at Iowa 7:05 over at Principal Park, and they'll play an afternoon game at 1:05 on Sunday as well. That's a look at Major League Baseball. Also getting underway yesterday, the 57th Annual Tournament of Champions here in Atlantic at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And a local golfer at the top of the leaderboard after day number one, Zach Christensen from the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, shot a 3-under 66 to open the tournament and have a one-stroke lead over Ryan Clark of the Briarwood Club, who shot a 2-under 67. Alex Beierlein of Atlantic Golf and Country Club was a 1-under 68 shooter, so he's just two shots back of the lead. Three shots back of Christensen, a couple of players, Jacob Anderson of Trainer Golf Course and Joe Cale of Majestic Hills Golf Course. Also, a couple of players at one over, Isaac Rodenberg of Woodward Golf Course and Ron Peterson, a past champion. And then also two players at two over, Chris Nelson, last year's champion, and Rob Langfeld of Nishna Hills Golf Course there. Those are the leaders there at the top of the board in the championship division. In the senior division, Darren Baker of Eagle Grove Golf Course shot a 1-over 70 to have the top spot on the leaderboard. Also shooting a 70 was Bobby Rist of Lake City Country Club. Del Miller, a past champion, was at 3-over 72. Rick Carter of Crestmore Golf Course at 4-over 73 yesterday. And Kim Peters of Crestwood Hills shot a 73 4-over. Also Rick Thompson, past champion, shot a 73 4-over there as well, along with Darrell Armstrong of Crestwood Hill shooting a 73 also. So a lot of players there stacked closely at the top of the leaderboard in the senior division as well. The super senior division, Arnie Leistad of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club shot a 2-over 71 to hold the lead there, and he holds that lead over last year's champion, John Holmes, who shot a 4-over 73, so he's just two strokes back. Edward Troll of Avoca Golf and Country Club was at 8-over 77 there as well in the super senior division. We'll have more coverage of the Tournament of Champions throughout the day for you here today. We'll have one update here early this morning, and then we'll get rocking and rolling with lots of updates here for you throughout the rest of the day. Of course, we'll have to see if the rain and weather has any impact on the golfing or not, but right now this morning, just light rain. Imagine they might try to play through that, so we'll keep you updated on how that progresses here today. In other sports, the San Francisco 49ers have released linebacker Alden Smith following his fifth run-in with the law. Smith was arrested Thursday night and accused by Santa Clara, California police of drunken driving, hit and run, and vandalism. Police said Smith collided with a parked vehicle while parking his car and then caused further damage to that parked vehicle with his car door. The family of a young driver struck and killed by Tony Stewart's car on an upstate New York sprint racing track has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the NASCAR star on the one-year anniversary of the fatal crash. The lawsuit accuses Stewart of gross negligence, saying he gunned his engine and put his car into a skid as 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. walked onto the track after a crash at Canandaigua Motorsports Park. The car struck Ward and he was then killed. Mike Napoli is returning to the Texas Rangers after struggling for Boston this season. The Red Sox have shipped the first baseman in cash to the Rangers for a player to be named or cash. Napoli batted .207 with 13 homers and 40 RBIs in 98 games for last-place Bo Sox this year. Jim Furyk owns a healthy four-shot lead heading into the third round of the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational. Furyk fired a second straight 66 for an 8-under total in a tune-up for the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. Shane Lowry, Bubba Watson, and Dustin Johnson share second, one stroke ahead of Graham McDowell, first-round leader Danny Lee, and Henrik Stenson. Colin Montgomery has a one-stroke lead over Peter Sr. through one round of the Champion Tour's Shaw Charity Classic in Alabama. Montgomery opened with an 8-under 62 that included 9 birdies. Scott McCarron, Michael Allen, and Stephen Ames are part of a six-way tie for third at minus 5, as are Tommy Armour III and Corey Pavin and Skip Kendall. And Iowa State has signed prep forward Simeon Carter for next season on the basketball squad. Carter, a 6'8" forward from West Charlotte, North Carolina, was considered a top recruit who had previously committed to SMU. Carter averaged 14.5 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks a game for West Charlotte High last season, earning All-State honors. Carter might not see the floor much next season, as Iowa State will lean on senior front court players George Niang, Demil McKay, and Abdul Nader. But Carter's signing is crucial for new coach Steve Prohm, whose roster beyond 2015-16 remains in flux. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning for you here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.